answers to very hard questions. She reached into the folds of her robe and took out two thin pieces of wood. "A magic library card for each of you," she said. She gave one to Annie and one to Jack. "Oh, man," said Jack, feeling the card. The wooden card was as thin and smooth as an ordinary library card. On its surface shimmered the letters M and L. "These are your master librarian cards," said Morgan. "You are the newest members of the Ancient Society of Master Librarians." "What do we do with them?" asked Jack. "Take them on your future journeys," said Morgan. "Only a very wise person or another master librarian will be able to see the letters. These will be the people who can help you."
"Wow," said Annie. "Can we go on a mission right now?"
"Now you must go home and rest," said Morgan. "I will come back for you soon." Jack and Annie put their secret cards in their pockets. Then Jack took out the Arctic book and put it with the other books. "Goodbye," he said.
"See you soon,"
Annie said to Morgan. Morgan gave them a little wave. Jack and Annie climbed down the rope ladder. As soon as they stepped onto the dark ground, they heard a roar. They looked up. They saw a blur of wind and light high in the oak tree. Then all was silent. Morgan and her magic treehouse were gone. Jack reached for his magic library card. When he felt its tingly warmth, he knew that amazing adventures lay ahead. "Let's go," he said. He turned on his flashlight.
"The woods don't feel scary like they did before," said Annie as they walked through the trees. "I'm not afraid anymore."
"Me neither," said Jack.
"Hey, the darkness is like a mask," said Annie.
"Yeah," said Jack. "It hides the day, but it brings out your courage." They came out of the woods. Jack saw their house in the distance. It looked warm and cozy. The porch light glowed. The moon shone overhead. "Home," he whispered.
"Home," said Annie.
She started running. Jack took off after her, running to the place that they both loved the best.